Why is the life of a demigod so hard, you ask? Well, let me explain the intricacies of this peculiar existence. Picture a world where myths and legends intertwine with reality, where gods walk among mortals, and demigods are born out of those forbidden encounters. It is a realm where power and destiny collide, creating a unique set of challenges for those caught in its web. Born with blood of gods coursing through their veins, demigods are blessed with extraordinary abilities. They possess strength and can move mountains, agility that can rival the wind, and senses that can perceive the subtlest of changes. Yet, these God-given gifts often come at a price. A price paid not only by the demigods themselves, but also by those who surround them. In the quaint little town of Green Meadows, where the sun always seems to shine just a little brighter, there lived a curious and clever panda, known as Smart Panda, with a coat as black and white as a chessboard and eyes full of wonder. Panda was not your ordinary bear. He was known far and wide for his love of riddles, stories, and most of all, adventures. One crisp morning, as the dew still clung to the blades of grass and the world was just beginning to stir, Smart Panda received something that would turn his usual day upside down. A mysterious letter, sealed with a wax emblem of an unknown island. The handwriting was elegant and looped, the kind you'd imagine on ancient scrolls. "My dearest Smart Panda," it began, in a tone that felt both exciting and serious. "You have been chosen for an adventure like no other. All clear, Your Majesty," Ajorn said. Celan shook her head. "Something doesn't seem right."
"No, it's true, Queen Celan. We didn't see any soldiers in our path," Stoyer said.
"That's the problem," Twig snapped. Everyone froze. The Cerzies scattered, hearts pounded. With a thud, Finn landed in the middle of the group from his tree hiding spot. "Duck!" he yelled. Everyone dropped to their knees. Axes whizzed by them, landing in the trees nearby. Appearing from the blue haze, a large group of black-armored Stolen soldiers surrounded them. Jace and Jem stepped closer to Celan. They all drew their swords and prepared to fight. Celan felt her hands grow hot. She didn't want Stolen to know what she could do, but she needed to be ready for the worst. Do you ever have one of those days where you feel like you're juggling flaming swords while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? No? Is it just me? You're at your desk, an hour into your workday, and email notifications buzz and calendar reminders ping, scattering focus. Anxiety mounts. Your heart races, and a cloud of brain fog descends. Was it that double shot latte, the matcha tea, or the daunting reality of multitasking overwhelming you? Well, trying to tackle multiple tasks at once can feel a lot like a circus act. Welcome to the world of multitasking, the supposed superpower that promises more efficiency, except it often leaves you stressed, exhausted, and wondering why you got nothing done.
Once in summertime, the bear and wolf were walking in the forest, and the bear heard a bird singing so beautifully that he said,
"Brother Wolf, what bird is it that sings so well?"
"That is the king of birds," said the wolf, "before whom we must bow down."
In reality, the bird was the willow wren.
"If that's the case," said the bear, "I should very much like to see his royal palace. Come, take me thither."
"That is not done quite as you seem to think," said the wolf. "You must wait until the queen comes."
Soon afterwards, the queen arrived with some food in her beak, and the Lord King came too, and they began to feed their young ones. The bear would have liked to go at once, but the wolf held him back by the sleeve and said,
"No, you must wait until the Lord and Lady Queen have gone away again."
So they took stock of the hole where the nest lay and trotted away. The bear, however, could not rest until he had seen the royal palace, and when a short time had passed, went to it again. The king and queen had just flown out.